The LGBTQ rights-focused nonprofit Human Rights Campaign recently released a study concerning how inclusive city policies and services are to the LGBTQ community. The report rates cities around the country on their non-discrimination laws, the municipality as an employer, municipal services, law enforcement, and the city leadership's public position on equality. Here to give us a rundown on city ratings in Northern Nevada is KUNR's Bree Zender. Bree, thanks for being here.
Of course.
So tell us a little bit about this report. You know, how are the scores compiled?
So the cities can score a total of 100 points, and they're scored on 49 different criteria points. And those criteria points are very broad. They range from offering transgender inclusive health care benefits to city employees to having a citywide non-discrimination ordinance in place and having an LGBTQ liaison available for law enforcement officers to educate the force about how to interact respectfully with LGBTQ people.
Xavier Parsad is a spokesperson from the HRC. He says having these liaisons are important, especially to some who identify as transgender.
So it's really important for law enforcement officials to know and be culturally sensitive about interacting with transgender individuals, for instance, in the community, respecting the use of a person's correct pronouns.
And there's also some bonus points available for having an openly LGBTQ person in city leadership or for having laws in place that protect youth from gay conversion therapy.
Which cities in Northern Nevada are in this report and where do they rank?
Four Northern Nevada cities were ranked in this report, including Reno, Sparks, Carson City, and Elko. Reno was the only Northern Nevada city to score 100 points out of 100. Carson City and Elko each scored 50 out of 100 points. The HRC knocked a few points down for several factors, including not having a police liaison, not having trans-inclusive health care for city employees, and not reporting hate crimes to the FBI. Sparks was ranked the lowest on the list, scoring a 44 out of a possible 100 points. Sparks does offer trans-inclusive health care. However, the HRC reports the unavailability of a human rights commission and LGBTQ liaisons within the city's government and police force account for their low score.
And have the cities responded to this report in any way?
Sparks City Manager Steve Driscoll told me that the researchers from HRC didn't give the city enough time to properly respond to their questions, which he said leads to Sparks' low score.
This general survey's been coming across my desk for a couple of years. I tried to get some clarification and basically got zero response.
The nonprofit HRC has denied that, saying that all cities were shown the scorecard and offered a feedback window of 5 weeks. A representative from the city of Elko said that they're working to update city policies to include non-discrimination ordinances, and they're also supportive of its annual Pride Parade and Festival. I tried to contact representatives from Carson City, but I didn't hear back. It also should be noted that the state already has a non-discrimination ordinance blocking discrimination concerning sexuality and gender identity in employment. But the HRC recommends cities adopt policies as well as to better aid enforcement of those laws on a local level.
Bree, thanks so much for your reporting.
Of course.